everybody. We got to get started. We gotta get started. So come on over, please. Does anybody have a table that's still maybe hanging out in your car? Okay, because we need all the tables. We're short like three tables tonight. So if you have a table that's still in your car, bring it on in. We're short tables. A sharp, D sharp. No, these are the sharps. So no, they aren't. Yeah. Okay. So how's everybody doing? Pass the. Does anybody have a table still hanging out in your car? Because we're short about three tables right now. Tables? Because horribly and oddly enough, all four classes are doing healings right now, so we can't even borrow the healings from, we can't even borrow tables from any of the other years. So we're just gonna do our best to make sure. Yeah, we're just gonna... Yeah. So this is a healing. This is a very complicated healing, and this healing is the most advanced healing that you're gonna learn this year. It's also the healing that that begins. It's the ending of the chakra-based healings and the beginning of intentional healings. So from now on and into the second year, you're gonna be learning all intentional healings. What does that mean? Does anybody know what an intentional healing is?
Yes.
Lay it on me.
You set an intention before you start the healing.
Well, we do that for all the healings. So an intentional healing is actually different a little than just having an intention for the healing. In the healings that you guys have done up until now, we've been working with chakra energy. Like, you know, we have a first chakra healing, a second chakra healing, the fourth chakra healing we did last time. And so what you're using, you're actually manipulating the person's energy by sending to fill. You're like getting in there and moving stuff around inside their energy field. Does that make sense? So in a way, like in the chakra-based healings, your intention in the healing is to move chakra energy. When we have the intentional healings are very different. You don't manipulate the person's energy field. You actually do the entire healing on yourself while you've got your hands on them. And what happens is the person that your client will rise up to meet the energy that you're healing based on the principles of entrainment and resonance. Does that make sense? It's like the tuning fork or the crystal bowl, right? You ring one tuning fork and you have one with the same pitch near it and it rings two. So that's resonance, that's entrainment. Where whatever's, you're as a healer, you need to hold your vibration stronger than your client, and the client will shift their field to come to entrain with you. Does that make sense? So you're not doing anything to the client, you're working totally inside your own system, and they rise up to meet you. It's a more advanced kind of healing. It's a more powerful healing. It's a healing that lasts longer. It has like a longer efficacy and longer lasting change for the person. Does that make sense? Okay. So this healing is called the life purpose healing. And we're really working on this life purpose line. And up at the top of this line, the higher line has a lot of different work in the school. We call it the life purpose line. And Hara, by the way, is spelled, it's a Japanese word, H-A-R-A. It's not, like, if you live in Rhode Island and have a Rhode Island accent. So one lady came up to me and she goes, why is it called the horror line? Like, is it people are afraid of it? Because she thought I was saying horror. It is not the horror line, which if you're from Rhode Island, sounds like Hara. So it's a Japanese word, and we call it the life purpose line. And at the top of this life purpose line is really your soul. So it's like your soul sends this line of energy down into the top of your head, and all the way through your body, so it occupies the space of your spinal cord, and all of your chakras plug into this. So this, it's the central current that your chakras plug into. And this is the first time now that we're working with the five spiritual centers that aren't the seven chakras. So this healing, we're going to work the physical life purpose point and the spiritual life purpose point. And we're going to do a healing on this line and these two points. Okay? Now, the life purpose line is really like how you know what you're here to do. So what happens is that your soul sends a pulse of energy down your life purpose line. Like every few minutes, we get this like pulsing kind of information from our own soul that is always informing us about what we're supposed to be doing. You know, like what you're meant to do. When you have like a aha moment, actually if it hits, when it hits this, you're like, I know what I'm supposed to do, right? And when it hits this point, the spiritual life purpose point, so the spiritual, we don't work too much with this point in this healing, but it's magenta colored because it's the red of the first chakra with the white of the seventh chakra make this magenta color. Red and white together make magenta, and this point is located in the occiput, like right in the back of your head here. And I don't know if you guys notice, sometimes when you do psychic work, you get a lot of sensation back here, or when Reese is doing bowls or you're meditating, you get a lot going on back here. It's because you're getting a download. You're receiving actual real information, not like fantasy, pretend, make it up in your head, but the real deal, that we feel it back here. So this point, the spiritual life purpose point, it's teal, it's this color, because it's right here on the thymus gland. And it's the blue of the fifth and the green of the heart come together to make this teal color, right? And when this pulse of information comes to hits this point, when it hits here, you're like, oh my God, right? And then when it hits here, you feel it in your heart as like a calling. Like there's no other explanation about why in God's green earth I would decide to write another book. Because it's a torturous, horrifying process that makes me want to kill myself daily. Every single stage of it makes me want to kill myself daily. It's like never, but every day I get this like, write the book, write the book, write the book, right? And this is like, oh my God, there's a part of my soul that clearly must love to do it because I keep doing it. You know what I mean? It's like this, like it. I feel like this itch in my soul that's like not satisfied until I've got that project in hand. Even though my personal self wants to stab my eye with a fork, like, you know, but the soul part of me like knows what I'm here to do, and knows that a book makes it, that where I am in my development right now is to make a bigger impact, to impact more people. Book, here we go, boom, right? So we feel, and you'll feel it here in the spiritual life purpose, like a calling, like something you are called to do. Clearly, you were called to energy medicine school because it's the only way you actually show up. It's such a crazy thing to do, and it's so painful most of the time. That this one is like, but I love that. Like the itch to be here again or to go deeper, to do more. Does that make sense? Okay. Then that energy, that pulse hits this physical life purpose point. The martial arts call this the Dantian, or the Hara point. It's got a bunch of different words. And it's sort of between the first and second chakra, so sort of near the pubic bone. It's this rust color, which is the orange of the second chakra and the red of the first chakra come together to make this rust color. And this physical life is what gets me out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning to do the actual writing. Do you know what I mean? This is like where the rubber meets the road, where you have an idea, but you need to make it real. You know, Reese had an idea, but he actually made a school. Do you know what I mean? This is all of this. And what can happen is that any place on this line can get broken or interrupted, you know? So maybe this one breaks on people a lot. And it's really a karmic issue for a lot of people. Like if you were killed in a past life for living your purpose, you can break this one. Or if you were told by your parents that you're supposed to be an artist, you're supposed to be an artist, but they make you to go to accounting school. Do you know what I mean? It breaks this. Your life purpose, right? You can't, and it's sort of broken, it leaks, it gets leaky. So this healing repairs any problems or leaks, any disconnections that we have in this line. And it also strengthens and widens your Hara line, which we need that because our, however wide and strong your Hara line is, literally the amount of energy you have in your system. It's like your amperage. It's like the amount of, it's your capacity to hold energy. You know, so when we want to continue to make this bigger, the more, the bigger this is, the more vitality you have. It takes a lot of energy to complete your mission, doesn't it? Like, you need vitality, you need physical strength, you need energy, because the mission is never like, just lie on the couch and watch another three episodes of Friends. You know, that's never your mission. Your mission requires strength, and Reese would say clarity, purpose, and courage, right? That's what we teach you in this school, so that you have what it takes to complete your mission. So that's the healing, that's the foundation. So we always want to widen this, strengthen this. It's very hard to do. There's only a few things that strengthen your higher line. Reiki attunements will do it. Spiritual practice will do it, like 20 years of meditation or your 30-day yoga challenge. A lot of the things that we do, all those meditations, all those bioenergetics, those rituals that we have you do, all of those things will also strengthen spiritual discipline. Spirit strengthens this line and this healing. So we really want to do it. God bless you. Because I know you want to have the energy that you need to complete your mission. If you don't, you're just going to have to do it next lifetime. It's like, let's get as much of we can now, right? Does that make sense? Do you guys understand these? So carrying forward, like we in the second year, we're doing a lot more with these points. We're going to work really strongly with these ones. In the third year, we work with the spiritual points, the soul point and the inner light point. So the first year, all the healings and all the things we do, chakras. Second year, life purpose level. Third year, soul level. You know, and you really have to have a grip on your seven chakras before you can do this healing. Like, you couldn't do it the first day we came in here. You know, you can only do it because we spent, you know, the past 6 months getting you strong in your chakras so you could hold the level of your chakras while you move to this additional life purpose level. Does that make sense? Any questions so far? Yeah. I don't think you can say that so much. The first year is really about finding yourself. You know, knowing who you are, what your profile is, who you are. It's like, oh, we give you all these different lenses, chakras, profiles, bowls, healings, so you can see who you are. Okay. The second year is more about understanding who you are in relationship. You know, because you know you're good when you're by yourself and it's just you and your dog and you're in the tree in the woods. And you're like, I know me, I'm good. Like, I really feel myself. And then you go home and you're with your family, and what happens? Or you go home and you go to work, or you're with your partner, and as soon as you go into a relationship, you lose yourself. You go back into defense. Does that make sense? You're all pretty good now at being on a defense when you're by yourself. But that's not the way we roll here. You know, there's all these people around. So the second year is about understanding who you are in your relationships. And learning able to hold your field in relationship. And then the third year is the world, your relationship with the world, the outer world. How do you hold your field and hold on to yourself in the bigger world? Does that make sense? Yeah, so if anybody has relationship issues, which was probably all of you, you gotta go to the second year. Because the second year is like, I think it's my favorite year of all the years we do in the school. I used to teach the second year. And it's such a good year. We go so much deeper. And you really are going to be working in the laboratory of the school with your classmates as your lab rats on how to do relationship. How to actually relate to people. How to go deeper. How to share more of yourself. How to work through problems. How to resolve conflicts. All of that's fantastic. Teachers, do we love the second year? We love the second year. Yeah, so fun. It's so amazing. All right, so anything else about this before I actually show you how to do the healing? This healing is so weird. It has the weirdest, weirdest, weirdest hand positions. It's like, you're going to be like, what do you want me to do? Really, what? I'm just warning, just fair warning. Everardo, would you be my guinea pig? Just put your head up here. So yeah, super strange on the hand positions with this one. Not like anything you've seen before. Yeah, please, please. So you're going to do this healing on anybody that that has a question about what they're doing in life. And I can tell you, for having been a psychic for almost 30 years now, the life purpose question is the single most, just put your feet almost all the way to the end. Thank you. It's the number one question that I get. I get relationship is like a close second, but it drives people completely insane when they don't know what they're for. I get people all the time, like, I know I'm for something and I don't know what it is. It makes people mental. Do you know what I mean? Like, we all have, anybody have that issue? Like, you're wondering what you're for, what your life, yeah. This is the healing that we do for people that are trying to figure that out, okay?